I like responsive readings. I only have 20 minutes to get through this. I probably won't have time to say everything, but I still think this is important. In the Jesus Person Promise book, there's one in there that I would like you to help me say, and when I raise my hand, I want you to say your name, like Linda Kintz. Don't say that. Say your name. Okay, are you ready? And who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, and has now been reconciled in his body of flesh and by his death, in order to present holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Your sins are washed away, and you're not saying that very loudly. And you are set apart for God, and he is accepted because of what Jesus our Lord and the Spirit of our God has done for. Good. It's important that we remember that. Of course, I'm going to make some mistakes, so don't look at those, all right? I enjoyed your talk about Fanny Crosby there. That's really good. And if some of you have some other great Christians you can think of and write them down or whatever it is, we'd love to hear about those. And your testimonies were wonderful this morning. Do you ever go to the store and buy things? And they've been advertising lately on TV the dollar store selling groceries. Have you seen that advertisement perhaps? Do you look for the expiration date on there? When you go to the store and you look on the label, on the lid or whatever, it will say Best Buy. When I was thinking about this, the thought came to me, my faith and my testimony are best if used by today. We don't have an expiration date, of course. My testimony and my faith are good for tomorrow too, but they're best if used today, if you have a chance to do that. Okay, a little history about this production up here. About 40 years ago, I made a little house about this big, about that thick, and in the shape of a heart. And when it was split down the middle on one side, and when you opened the doors, inside was a house. Everything that had a kitchen, a stairway, a bathroom, bedroom, everything in there, and a chimney on top. A driveway going up the front. These people whom I've known I've known the husband for 65 years. I've known the wife for about 45 years. And I forgot to have some of the children come up in front so I can use them in my talk. Could any children come up right now? And if you could scoot over to the other sides if they have room. Wait a minute. Are there any children could come up? Okay, can you be right here for me? Good. There, Sarah. Okay, can you set over their hand? Yeah, can you? That'd be great. Sorry to take this extra time here, but get right. This object lesson is oriented towards children. So if you're over the age of, that's right, we're all children here today. So you glean whatever you want, but I'm hoping this will make an impact on the children. Even though some of them are quite small here, I hope we understand. I made this heart house, and they took this and called it Heart House Ministries. I don't know how many times they use this. These are solid Christian people that I've known forever. Like I say, two places I know they took this was to Missouri and to Florida. They brought it back with them. They live up, I'm not going to tell you what. They live out in the... I was over there to visit them, whom I hardly ever talked to. Not that I just never go see them, that's all. So when I was there, I was greeted warmly, and we talked for half an hour. There was another couple there, too, who were Christians, and they even brought the heart house out. It nearly brought tears to my eyes, because I thought, by this time, it's probably rickety and worn out. It still looked beautiful, so I was just thrilled to see it again. So we had a half an hour talk about other things, about spiritual things, and when I left that house, the lady said, well, would you make me a castle? A castle? I had empty head on that. What would I do to make a castle? So I said, well, I'll think about it. So I did. I went home and I thought about it for a week or so. What could I do to make a castle? How could I do that? And it was like a picture went off, click. Oh yeah, that's what I could do. So I did it. Now, that was on the 1st of November of just last fall. This last winter here, what do you want to call it? All during the month of November, all my spare time went into creating this from the ground up, every piece I made myself. And I was going to tell you, when you came to look, did you happen to notice the pointed roof? Did you happen to notice the little cross inside? And did you happen to notice the cannon that wasn't out there? I like to make things out of pieces that I have. I have about $7 or less invested in this. And so this roof here you see, I was hoping to find something. I racked my brain for a day or three about that. What could I make that out of? And it turned out to be that a take-home pizza plate, if I cut to the middle, pulled the sides around and stapled it, made a perfect roof. And did you happen to notice the curved door with the cross in it inside there on the bottom of the main tower? Did you know that the can of Kipper's snacks, sardines, makes a wonderful doorway? I love doing things just like that. Oh yeah, I'll show you this here, which I should have had on display. This little cannon here also was a wonderful... I was hoping to tell you to notice those when you came up. However, in the course of building this, got it all finished. This is, look, turned out halfway pretty good. So I thought, okay, I'll call her up and tell her that it's ready. I called up. She said, I cannot accept that from you. Say, what? You can't accept this, your friend of 60 or 50 years, whatever it is, your Christian brother? You can't accept that? How come? And the reason I'm telling you this is if you happen to hear this out in the world out here, you will know what happened. She said, I can't accept that because of your bad behavior. Larry Kintz? She was on the telephone with me and Linda. I said, what in the world did I do? So I'm going to demonstrate to you what I did so that you know, I'm about to cry, that I did nothing wrong. Hannah, would you come up here and stand, please? Here was my inappropriate behavior. This is my Christian sister. Okay? Hand me your hand. That was my inappropriate behavior. There has to be something else. I have no idea what it is, but that was all I did. She said, well, you did this twice. Probably so. She pointed out that at some funeral we were at, I greeted her in the same way because she was my Christian sister. And so I thought, wow, this is terrible. And I still can't figure out what the deal is, except I know that in the scripture it says for you and me, five times in the New Testament at least, it says to greet your brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. You know what it doesn't say? Where to kiss them. On the ear, on the neck, on the cheek, on the hand. Or did Mary and Martha kiss Jesus' feet? I'm sure they did. So now you know, if you hear something haywire about me of inappropriateness, that was it. Now, an object lesson is simply trying to use tangible things that you can get a hold of and put spiritual application to them, and that's what I've tried to do with this. So today we're going to learn about the... Did you notice the finish on here being rather darkened? Well, it was put through the fire. A little heat made the grain of this wood even more beautiful. Do you suppose that's what God does for you and I? Put a little heat to us, and he sees us as even more beautiful and even more useful. He does. When I built this, or when I was asked to build this, one of the requests was, I would like to have some hidden spaces in the castle. Okay? I have no idea what the sermons or the ministry would have been or what she had planned for this. They had planned for this. I have no idea. Nonetheless, I said, okay. And so I made some hidden spaces, and we will talk about those in a little bit. A hidden space simply goes along with the scripture that says, over in Matthew, it says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So what's important to you is what you think about and what you talk about. Is Jesus your treasure? Is his word your treasure? Is your testimony your treasure? That's what you should come in. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, it says. So let's get started. Here we have a balcony and a courtyard up here. And if you were living in a castle, you would be glad to go out on someplace elevated so that you would not be vulnerable to anyone shooting a rock or shooting an arrow or throwing a rock at you, and even in your own castle. Did you know that when you asked Jesus into your heart, you got the same thing that you might get if you were standing up here looking out over this here, over this area where you lived? You got peace, purpose, perspective, praise, and light. You got all those things for free when you asked Jesus into your heart. Do you realize that that's the thing that everyone in the whole world wants? That give anything if they could have that? They buy and sell houses, cars, boats, trains, and wives and husbands in order to find peace, purpose, perspective, and light in their life. Can't find it because only Jesus can bring that to you. Did you notice some stairs here? They were going up to these little doors up here. Stairs are kind of an important thing in our lives. They give us a chance to go to a higher elevation. Now, I've asked the girls to do back there, and they did what I couldn't do in 100 years, to make me a little overhead here. To begin with, the first step there is pretty clear and open, and that's when you began your Christian life. You went up one stair, and here was a bump in the road. The second tread there. The third tread got a little bumpier when you got married and had children and had a home. And the fourth one up there is when your business failed and you had to sell it and a whole bunch of things happened to you. All along and every step when you went to the Bethmore concert and learned a few things and took a step of faith, you went up another stair. Do you see any place on that stairwell that goes downhill? That any tread that is slippery? Any place that you might think you're losing ground in your life? You're not. You're going along level. Yes, there are some bumps along the way, but you're not backsliding, as you hear the term. You're not losing ground, as you hear the term. You're going along on a level plane. So, you hear a scripture all about a castle, and you get your faith together, and you go out the door, and here's some more trouble, but always there's the cross in between the two to help you get through whatever it is. And finally, you attain the top step in heaven, and we will be there, regardless of what happens to us along the way. Jesus is waiting for us to get there. Signs and symbols identify you or wherever you live. They help us to know what kind of person you might be. If you rode your horse up to this castle and noticed the crosses, you would probably assume that it's more a Christian castle, right? Of course. Now, I'm going to ask the children, do any of you children and anyone under 15 Oh, 15 and a half, okay. Know about what the secret sign was for Christians at the dispersion time. Not you, silly. Any of you know what the sign was that you might scratch on the ground so that you didn't have to say anything, because it might mean your life if you were heard talking about Jesus Christ. So they made a symbol, a sign on the ground, or scratch it on some piece of rock or whatever. Anyone know what that was, children? Not you. No, never know. Do you know? Okay, how many adults know what the sign was? Of course you do. And what was it right out loud? The fish. Okay, and I've asked Abby to come up here and show you the sign that they might have used. I don't know if they had sign language in or not, did they?
No.
No? Anyhow. Okay, good. Make the sign of the fish. Okay, that's what fish do. You know, it's really good. Okay, thank you. Okay, another thing that you might see when you went to someone's castle, I'm going to ask Hannah to come up. You put that right, there's a hole right there. Can you put that in there? Okay, good. Just push it right in. Lift it up a little bit. There we go. Put another right there. Flags and banners identify us. Can any of you children under 16 now know what song we sing about banners? Okay, there's a couple more need to go up. You want to come put the rest up? There's one right there. You can put it right there. Put one right over here. Anybody know a song about a banner? Okay, adults, what's the banner?
I'm my beloved, and he is mine.
His banner over me is love. Amen. That's it. God's banner hangs over us every day, no matter what our... Okay, and put one more right up in the top, right up there. It's good to be identified with Jesus. I just love doing that and talking about Jesus. As late as yesterday, I had an opportunity to tell a lady that, you know, it's good to have peace inside through Jesus Christ. She didn't accept Jesus, but she heard about him, and she has a little Bible in her hand that says, yeah, this is what we need to do. So I reminded her, if she didn't want to do anything else with that, to read page 26, which merely says, how to ask Jesus into your heart. Okay, next we have some doors. We have some over there and there and back there. Doors are very important. God is knocking on our door every morning. He knocks on our door for what do you think he would want from us? Would it be perhaps fellowship, or our fellowship together with him? Could it be our friendship? Could it be our acknowledgement of him? Could it be our thankfulness? Could it be our praise, our worship? Or could it be all of those? The most important to me, right, to think of is in the morning, if you acknowledge him, just acknowledge him that he's there. He said he'll direct our path for the day. Really good. And one of the hidden spaces, Hannah, come back up, please. Okay, I want you to turn around the other way here so all the people can see you. And I want you to pull straight up on that tower right there. Just grab it and gently pull up. Turn a little bit. Okay. A hidden space, right? Good, thank you. And in the bottom of that space, here we have God's Word. So what's it say about God's Word? In our heart, says, I have hidden, King David said, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. So it's important to, in your hidden space, to have some scripture in there ready to come out whenever you need it. Okay, Abby, wait a minute. You're too big. Can you come up and help me for a minute? Good. Okay. Okay, I want you to just turn this little crank right here. Come right, nope, you got to turn around so everybody can see your pretty face. Okay, now turn that crank. There you go. Keep going. Good. Thank you very much. Okay, that's a drawbridge that kind of buttons up the castle for the night so everybody is safe inside. But when you open, God knocks on our door, and right here it says, oh, Abby, what's that say?
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I learned that scripture when I was about 10 years old. Never forgot it. What a wonderful thing to know that God stands at our door. And so what's he say about that? After the door is knocked on, if you open it, what happens? He comes in and dines with us. What a wonderful thing. All we have to do is acknowledge him. He'll direct our paths. Open the door and he comes into our hearts. In the main tower, back here, the bigger one, King David said that he was just talking to God, right? I don't know how he could do that. Said, do you suppose that was, he was just talking like sitting in the chair here and talking to God? He was. And you know that God was the same one that you talked to? He hasn't changed a bit. He's still the same. So he wants you to talk to him just like David talked to him. Because of Jesus Christ, we have access. David didn't know Jesus. We do. We have access to our Father directly to whatever he wants for us. He said, you've been a shelter and a for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I was going to sing a song, but I'm not. Used to sing it quite often, and it was extremely meaningful, and I used to do it at BCA, Banks Christian Academy, and the song was simply said, how about your heart? Were you built with a window on each side so everybody could see right through? And was your heart pure inside? What did they see when they got in there? How about your heart? Is it right with God? He cares about that. Okay, one more time. Okay, Abby, come up. On that side. Okay, tip the top of the tower back. Clear back. All the way back. There you go. Keep going. Good. Okay, only got a couple minutes to go. Thank you very much. Get out of there. Hannah, would you please come up? Go around on top back there. Stand up a little bit taller right there. Okay, reach inside of this hidden space that we have discovered and find, pick out whatever you grab a hold of. Perfect. Okay, thank you. Here's a key. This is the main topic of my talk today and the inspiration for life. Here we have a key. When I was thinking about doing this, by the way, I was going to say, that in the beginning when I started to talk, God, if you didn't speak for God, he would use the stones or the rocks. Did he say something about that? Okay, when Skipper, our wonderful pastor, when he asks you to do something or ask me to do something especially, I was thinking of myself here, when he asks Larry to do something, I believe it's God through Skipper asking Larry to do something. Whatever it is. So what do you say? Oh, no, I can't do that. Of course you can. So your answer is, okay. That's what I will do. So what if he had asked you to do this morning's message? What would you do? What would you say? Anyone sitting here? Oh, every one of you is a Christian, I know.
Yes.
You would say, okay. Would you be up here this morning talking to these people staring at you? Absolutely, because God will give you the courage, the scriptures, and the message to say. So when Skipper asks you to do it, then you do it. Anyhow, when I was doing this, here we have a key. And one of the key stories in your Bible after Jesus came to this earth, the key thing was this one right here. It says, Nicodemus. Any of you know that story? Of course you do. Nicodemus, of course, you know that. Nicodemus asked Jesus into his heart just like you did. And Jesus was sitting there in person and talked to him and said, here's what you got to do. And so he did, just like you did. What a wonderful thing. However, if you take this here Nicodemus and you turn it around a little bit like that, you have that. And if you put it up here like this, you have a cross on top of your castle. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Do you realize how wonderful it is to have light in your life? And he said, he that believeth in me doesn't walk in darkness, but has the light of life. You have the light of life in your heart. It's wonderful to know that. It's wonderful to have peace inside, to share with someone, even if you just share it with yourself every day and let him know how grateful you are for the peace he brings to you. Of course you have this many troubles over your life, this many problems you have in your life. Nonetheless, it never affects that deep, settled peace that Jesus says, I'm your light, that God says, you are mine. No one will erase your name. You belong to me. So now we're going to take our castle and shoot a beam of light up here. Probably can't even see it. Makes it sparkle a little bit up on the cross. I was hoping that that half of the room would be filled with strangers this morning so that this would be this would be meaningful and I could say, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Has your name been written down in heaven? And you would, of course, say, no. Well, and here's how you do it. And then I would go ahead and go through the sinner's prayer. But none of you need that. So we won't do that. I could light some candles up here and make a demonstration of some light that you would already know about. But we don't need to do that either. I'm glad that you are in this body of believers, that you understand everything about Jesus Christ that you need to know to share it outside that door. That's the most important thing that we do, is to take whatever we have learned here in Sunday school to take outside there and share with someone else. You already have peace, purpose, perspective, light, and praise to share with everyone out there. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing me peace, purpose, and perspective. Father, I ask you to walk with us closely this week, that your word would come to our minds and come to our hearts and give us words to say to those people who might be hungry and wanting to hear something good about life. Lord, I pray that you would give every one of these people in this room right now courage to say, have you ever considered Jesus in your life? Father, walk closely with us. Bear our burdens for us. Cause us to share other people's burden. Cause us to be the light in someone's life this day that you intend for us to be. We go with your benediction now in Jesus' name. Amen.